Our Prairie Le Compton locker room chatter continues here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Temmer. We're joined now by the Prairie Le Compton boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Cause going back-to-back here tonight and tomorrow, closing out the Paola tournament, taking on Paola tonight and then Fort Scott tomorrow. We'll dive into those in just a moment. But, Coach, you played two really good teams here in the last week, a seven-point loss to Silver Lake and then a ranked Wellsville team earlier this week. That was a 62-54 final, so right in the thick of it here against two very good teams. How would you assess the first week of the season?
Yeah, I know obviously it didn't go our way, you know, what we wanted and what we prepared for, but I think you can kind of feel like the sky is falling when you lose a couple games right away. But when you take a second and watch the film over and look at all the stats, I mean, the proof is right there. We gave up double-digit offensive rebounds in both games, and now we're fouling too much. The Silver Lake game, they shot, I think, 25 free throws, and Wellsville shot 29 or 30 free throws and made an awful lot of them against us on Tuesday. So we're not rebounding well, and we're fouling too much, and that's going to cost you in close games. So I am proud that we played both games really close against two very quality opponents. Wellsville's ranked right now, won a state championship last year, but I would be highly shocked if Silver Lake's not ranked sometime this year. They're very good, and coach does a really good job over there. So two tough games to start the year, and it doesn't really get much easier moving forward.
Yeah, you get Paola tonight and then Fort Scott tomorrow, but just wanted to get your thoughts on just kind of the preseason tournament that you guys have played in here with Paola and Wellsville and Fort Scott over the last few seasons. You know, not a lot of area teams get an opportunity to play in something like that. You know, sometimes you're just diving right into those league contests and just going from the start. But is it nice for you to play in a tournament like this preseason, you know, few games in a short amount of time against maybe teams you're not so familiar with? It, do you see it as a positive kind of looking ahead and towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I think you can go either way on it, and I have. You know, the positives are you play a lot of really good teams in a short amount of time and kind of find where your strengths and weaknesses are, and, you know, a couple 4A schools, and then, you know, someone like Wellsville with all the success they've had, and you're gonna run into, you know, tough matchups, and that's a good thing when you think about it in a way of, you know, you're gonna prepare yourself to play against really good teams, and you're gonna find yourself in close games hopefully, and learn from mistakes and learn from high quality competition, you know. But on the other side, there's a chance you go drop a few of those, which we have, you know. And so it can go both ways on it. You know, I'd like to think that it's gonna make us tougher and gonna help us down the road, especially playing in the Big East. We're gonna play teams like that, and like we did Silver Lake on Friday. You know, teams this good and this big and coach this well. So it's kind of par for the course for what we play anyway. So I think I'd like to tend to think it's better for us than a negative.
Yeah, what is your thought? You've seen Silver Lake, but again, the new Big East, you're bringing in Rossville, St. Mary's as well, who's expected to be pretty darn good, and Riley County. So just kind of the overall thoughts on the new additions and the new league here moving forward.
Well, you know, this year is going to be, it's going to be difficult every year, but those teams that you mentioned that we added, you know, Rossville didn't have a single senior on their team last year, so they bring back that entire roster, and we played them in the midseason tournament, and they handled us pretty easily and bring that whole team back. And then St. Mary's also brings their entire team back, and you know, you got the Hurley kid over there and a lot of other pieces to a really talented team that both had winning seasons last year. And still learning a little bit about Riley County, but then we got our, you know, a taste Silver Lake on Friday, and you go ahead and add that to the league that we already have. It's just going to be a difficult night in and night out. And we see it as an opportunity and a privilege to be able to play against such good teams. And you know, at the end of the day, you want to do well in the postseason. You want, you know, you want to win every game, and you want to do well in the league. But if it prepares you for a long postseason run, because you played such a tough schedule, then at the end of it, it'll make it all worth it.
Finally, Coach, just give us kind of the quick scouts on your next two opponents. You get Paola tonight, Fort Scott tomorrow, closing out that preseason tournament. What can you tell us about both your opponents here for the next two nights?
Yeah, they got to play each other on Tuesday, and we got to scout that after our game against Wellsville. And you know, Paola's just a really big team. They start two brothers that are 6 foot six each, and one, you know, hammered home a big dunk in the game, and they just play up above the rim and block shots and grab rebounds where, you know, our roster can't, and have some big strong guards. So we're gonna have to find a way against Paola to keep them off the boards, which we didn't do against Silver Lake and Wellsville. So we've got to make a change there, and then we just got to match their size and their intensity and their strength. And then, you know, Fort Scott's had a lot of success in the recent years, and you know, they got a new coach over there, so we got to figure out what he's doing differently than what they've done in the past. And a good test for us back to back. I'm big on preparation, and you know, we don't really have a chance for that. So it's a good way to think about it. We go to, you know, a couple more tournaments, hope, you know, in the midseason and hopefully at the postseason. So, just prepares us, for what we have coming up this year.
There it is, Matt Simmons, Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach. They get Paola tonight, Fort Scott tomorrow night as they close out that preseason tournament over in Paola. That is Matt Simmons, Cause boys basketball coach, joining us here for the Locker Room Chat this week. Coach, good luck here over the next couple nights. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, sir.